This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I told you months ago that I had heard that Jacob DeGrom was not going to re-sign with the Mets. Look at your hot sheet take. What was the date?
Sorry. What? I don't know. I got to go to your hot sheet take.
Hot take sheet?
I'll find it.
All of a sudden, he can't find the sheet.
But we're all acknowledging
the Barkley one right here, yeah.
Where's the others?
Is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm not going to quit because I think that the show needs me today more than ever, but I am unhappy with the direction it's heading in.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I think that was very accurate and very well stated. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. All right, we're going to get into the Jets and Giants here. We're going to do a frenzy. We're going to have Rex Ryan. We're going to get to a lot of your calls. So phone lines are open, 1-800-919-3776.
Hey, look at your hot shake. Hot shake.
All right, all right. Enough. How many times are you going to play it?
I can't get enough of it.
It's not that good.
I love it.
Did you find the hot take,
no.
By the way?
No, I find
no,
the hot take.
What a surprise. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
I think I have it.
You don't have it. I say something monumental and you lose it.
Is it before March, you think?
What month before March? No, I don't think it's before the season. I think it was during the season.
Okay.
I mean, you told me you had a full sheet of all these hot takes.
I'm sitting here. I have March 9th. I got a bunch of hot takes.
What do you
I
have
got
March
warm
9th?
Muffins.
What about muffins?
Yeah, then you said they weren't hot takes, they were warm muffins. This one I had the Sterling Shepard one you had right.
What?
They would come back for less money.
Okay.
Which you were right. I had you thought Will Disley was going to be a giant.
So that was wrong. Yeah.
That was wrong.
What would you say you need to hit on hot takes to be somewhat respectable? 35%?
Yeah, probably somewhere around
there. Yeah. Okay, because they're hot takes. They're not just like...
They're scolding. Yeah, these are scolding.
All right, so that's one and one. What else?
And yet you say Saquon catch, you catch hot take.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going well.
You got Tom Thibodeau.
You got Tibbs.
Yep. March 1, he'll be out by March 1st.
And then you started doing... Then when you started doing the hot takes as to what like Garrett Cole's line would look like, you hit on a couple of those.
Right. But those weren't hot takes. They were just like...
That was warm up.
Day of predictions.
Oh, that was... No, it was... I have it. Dave's warm muffins. This
yeah,
was on,
right out of the oven warm muffins, right.
This was October 11th. He said Cole would go the 7 innings. Then you had the Yankees would sweep and only allow 6 runs. That was one of your
against
hot
the
muffins.
Indians? Or yeah, the Guardians?
We have one on October 7th that it would be Green Bay and Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
That's not good.
That's not great, yeah.
No, I'm not good.
Well, then we also had on September 30th that Will Levis, who enjoys mayonnaise in his coffee, would be the quarterback that...
But the Giants draft?
Giants draft. And then Santi upped that one, that hot take with Will Levis will be the first quarterback taken in the draft.
So every hot take I have said over the last 6 to 8 months, you have right in front of you, except the hottest, best take of all of them.
Well, it's in here somewhere. I mean, if you see this notebook,
I'd love to see what the sheet looks like.
It's a notebook. Oh, they're littered everywhere. I have November 9th. I got prong one. I got prong two. There's prongs now. It's getting more and more.
Prongs or prawns? Like large shrimp?
No, prongs. Like a trident. Prongs. Sharp points to your. It's a two-pronged hot take is what it is. I mean, it's all over the place.
Oh, my God. I mean, God forbid you find the one that I actually made.
We know you said it, all right? It's in here. I know you said it.
That's not the point. I wanted a date. I wanted to just, you know, dance around for a moment, and you have nothing to show for it.
Freaking Post-its. This is too much. Why did I do notes like this?
Who has Post-it notes? You know what you need? You need an intern.
Post-it for some reason on that?
Well, who?
I got just random pieces
of paper. Who has sheets of notes and then puts Post-it notes on the sheets of notes?
Look at this one. It's a you got this list.
Oh my God, you really are. We should put you into a facility and just monitor your brain.
I have real problems.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. So I don't know how to feel. I think you're more upset than me. But I was asked a question by RJ at the break. Who do you think has a better chance of getting into the postseason, the Jets or the Giants? I think the Jets. I think the Jets are a better team. I think the Jets' schedule plays out better for them. And I will tell you that right now, and I hope to be wrong on the second part, and you can write this on your hot take sheet and lose it or not, whatever you want. I think the Jets get in. I think the Giants do not.
Still, even after that, so you still think so? You can't find two wins for the Giants?
Well, I thought yesterday was one of those wins. I didn't get one of those wins. So what I have to now have happen, I have to win in Washington, and I have to win at home against Indianapolis, or I have to somehow steal one against Philly. See, the other caveat here, which I don't know, which I guess could happen.
Is
if Philly has it all clinched heading into week 18, do they now shut it down and not play their full guys for the entirety of the game? Do I get a Nate Sudfeld kind of situation?
They owe you that.
That's the least they
could do. Well, I think the Jets are, the Jets are a better team.
No doubt about it.
There's no doubt about that. And they had a real opportunity to win a game that, I mean, they weren't favored to win. I know we don't think Minnesota is great, and they took advantage of Minnesota's got a bad pass defense. But when you go 1-for-6 in the red zone, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, it's all about
scoring points. But again, it's not about being favored to win. If the Jets went out there and just lost that game, 27-24, competitive game, fine. It's the way they lost it that I would think keeps you heartbroken and just despondent this morning. You had that game. You should have won that game.
I don't disagree with you. You're right. I mean, we spent the first 2 hours of the show talking about it. Yes, you're absolutely right. I didn't think you got off to a good start. Mike White didn't look good early. You're down 20-6 going into the second half. But you played a really good second half outside of that one long drive that Minnesota went on and scored the touchdown. You put yourself with a chance to win. And Berrios drops a pass. People don't like the play calling down, deep into the red zone. And I don't blame them. There were a couple plays. That Garrett Wilson fade to the back of the end zone that wasn't even close to working.
All right, but you had four shots from the one or thereabout. You had one play call you didn't like. You have to figure out a way to put it into the end zone. Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But I guess the point I was trying to make to you before you cut me off and were nasty.
I don't think I was nasty, but go ahead.
No, but Minnesota has still found ways. As much as you don't believe in Minnesota, they still now have, they're 10-2. So they're finding ways. You can go up and down the field on them. But then all of a sudden when you get into the red zone, they tighten up and they make plays and they don't allow you to score touchdowns. And that was more of what happened yesterday. You were 1-for-6 in the red zone. That usually doesn't win you football games.
I get it, but you have to be better is my point. And you're right, Minnesota's not a bad team, but I think you look at their record, you're like, wait a minute, this team is 10-2? There's no way that team should be 10-2. 10-2, you should be thinking to yourself, that team has a great chance to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm sorry, I don't give them any chance to go to the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think they're good enough to go to the Super Bowl. No.
Okay, but at 10-2, you should think they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, at 10-2, you should feel like, we're deep enough into the season where you should feel like this team is good enough to compete and win a Super Bowl. Yeah,
and you give them no chance to go. You'd be stupid to say they're not good. That's a good football team. They have an elite receiver. Right? Adding Hockenson was big for them. Thielen is still good. The quarterback is a good quarterback. Their defense is mediocre. I think they're pretty well coached. They're 10-2. They have no chance. That is a game, and I feel the same way about the Giants yesterday. That is a game the Giants should have won. That is a game the Jets should have won. We should be sitting here talking about both teams won. It was 2-0. It's a victory Monday. We're on our way to the postseason, and combined they went 0-1-1. Very disappointing.
Yeah, we should be having a celebration right now. And I tell you what, this would be one of those games. If the Jets, for some reason, don't make the playoffs, this would be one of the games you look back at and say, this is why
would be your Lions game, which I stand by that I don't think is such an awful loss. But yes, this would be circled on your calendar because you got to figure you're going to be right there. Right? Because the bottom of the AFC and the NFC, these are not elite teams you're fighting with. Right? Giants are fighting with Seattle, who's not great, and Washington, who's not great. Two of those three teams, including the Giants, are going to get in. And then for the Jets, it's what? It's the Chargers, it's the Patriots, maybe it's the Raiders. But you're not fighting with these great teams. But if you get to, I don't know, a month down the road and the Jets don't get in, that game you'll circle it and say, I can't believe we lost that game.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But I mean, I guess the positive to take out of it is that you still did go on the road against a team that's now won 10 games and you should have won the game.
Yes.
So when you look at your schedule outside of the Buffalo game, which who knows, you've already beaten Buffalo, but I would imagine, I mean, you're you're a 9.5 point dog in that game. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't beat Detroit and why you shouldn't beat Jacksonville and why you shouldn't have a legitimate chance to beat Miami.
You're going to have to win three.
Good defense.
And I think that you can.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg is presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. Let's go with the frenzy, 1-800-919-3776 on Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. Tweets are rolling in. Let's go. Let's see if we can get to as many calls as humanly possible. Get right to it. If you get off tangent, Santiago will be quick to hang right up on you and play that annoying buzzer noise. Shooter Stanford, shooter frenzy, go.
Bills, Chiefs, Eagles are the obvious contenders to go to the Super Bowl, but who do you guys think will make that surprise, momentous run like the Giants did so many years ago?
Outside of those three, yeah, Cincinnati's real dangerous. I mean, he didn't include Dallas. I think they're very dangerous, too. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Who's the third team in your mind in the NFC right now?
With Jimmy G out now?
Yeah. Is it still San Francisco?
Yeah, I think it still has to be. I mean, there's no one else.
That's how bad. They're going to play a quarterback who you never heard of before yesterday the remainder of the season. And you still look at them as the third best option in the NFC.
Well, who else? I mean, Tampa. Listen, I thought Tampa the bye would come out. I mean, Tampa hasn't changed. That's it. Well, it's not. I mean, it's not Seattle. It's not Washington.
No. No.
It's not the Giants.
I'm starting to get very concerned. Justin in Jersey. Justin, you're on the frenzy.
Is it finally Ritter season in Atlanta, regardless of what happens in tonight's game?
I don't know if it's Ritter season yet, but I think it's going to have to be Ritter season soon, wouldn't you? You got to see him this year at some point.
They got to figure it out.
Mark in Franklin Lake. Mark, you're on the frenzy.
Best thing that happened to the Cowboys was Cooper Rush. You learned how to establish the run game.
The best thing that happened with Cooper Rush is that he found a way to win games until you could get Dak back.
That wasn't even a question. It was just a weird statement. Yeah!
There's your question.
I can't wait for them to lose.
It's all you have.
No, that's not true. My team is very much involved in a playoff race right now.
Yeah, but you have very little faith in them.
I don't have a ton of faith, but I do have faith for the future. Mervin Winfield. Merv, you're on the frenzy.
He's hanging his hat on the future.
How about them Bengals? Do you think they're going to the Super Bowl now they're playing the way they're playing? Hooray!
Listen, you got the Bills and you have the Chiefs. So do I think they're going to the Super Bowl? No. But do I think they're a real threat to go to the Super Bowl? Yes.
You have to. I mean, they've beaten that's three straight wins against the Chiefs.
And they're getting better, too. Like, when you play your best football at the most important time, they are clearly on the upswing right now.
It was just Jamar Chase's first game back. Joe Burrow was awesome.
Defense look at the receivers they have.
Oh, they got Higgins, they got Boyd, they got Jamar Chase.
I mean, are there a better trio of receivers in the NFL?
That's an excellent question.
How about that?
I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, why don't you? Why don't you put it on your hot take sheet and figure it out?
Hey, I don't have enough room.
Your
hot sheet is full of
hot sheet take. Well, can we throw that away? What can I do to have that thrown away?
Nothing. Let's go. Calls.
E-Money, how deep into the playoffs can the Niners go with Brock Purdy as their quarterback? I can't answer that now.
We've just barely seen him.
I mean, listen, from what I saw yesterday, I thought he looked pretty good.
Listen, Chris McCaffrey he had a good game. Deebo Samuel is awesome. They got a good tight end. Their defense is lights out.
So,
as long as he doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah, but I mean, how much confidence can you have in him?
Probably don't have a lot of confidence, but you just saw him. It's
right.
The first time
but you know what they'll do? They'll build the game plan around him. They'll probably run the ball tremendously. Their defense is already good. And we'll see if they can get it done. Abe in Rotterdam. Is this Holland?
No. It's New York.
That's a shame. Abe, you're on the phone.
Is this Holland? Come on, Abe. What's up?
I was just wondering. The Giants are straight trash. All their wide receivers are garbage. What are they going to do to at least win the Beckham sweepstakes or do something? Do something to get somebody to catch a stinking ball.
You're not signing Beckham. Did you see the Renan report this weekend? He said that Beckham's first choice is the Giants.
Yeah, I saw that.
The question is, do the Giants want him?
I was told that if Beckham signs, that Renan's going to drive him to the stadium on his train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And will Jordan be the conductor?
I'm the conductor.
By the way,
he's going to hire somebody to take the plastic tracks and just just keep putting them in front so he can keep going.
Am I wrong? Is there not a Rotterdam in the Netherlands?
Yeah, but I think he would have put it on the screen so we could have put it on his map.
I think you really threw him off because people know they got to get right to their questions.
Yes.
So you return volley with a question, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's on me.
That was totally your fault, by the way.
But I thought maybe he was calling it to taunt us about, Holland beating the U.S. in soccer.
There is a Rotterdam in the Netherlands, but that's not where he called.
This hasn't been your best show, let's face it.
And he quits.
I can stop right now. I don't need to do this.
And there it is.
I suck. We know that. I'm incapable of
but
very
I'll go
little.
On
because your football picks suck. So just to try to raise you up a little bit. Jeff in Washingtonville. Jeff, you're on the Frenzy.
No, me. I'm a loser.
The Buffalo Bills. I feel like they could lose the Super Bowl win the Super Bowl by 30 or lose their first playoff game. Why the inconsistency?
Well, I don't think Josh Allen is 100% healthy right now.
Well, he's not. I mean, he hurt his elbow, so I don't think he's 100% either.
Right. And I agree with you. I think that they could go on a run where they win the whole thing, and I think that they could lose. I don't say first game. I'm not sure about that, but yes, I think it's fair. I think they might have the largest floor and ceiling in the postseason.
Well, the way it stands right now is that they'll have. I mean, it's going to have to love the. They'll have the buy-in. It's all going to have to go through Buffalo, which will help
at the moment.
At the moment, that's what I said.
You don't have their schedule, do you?
Do I have their schedule? Come on.
Don't they have Cincinnati?
Yes, I may have lost my hot take for some reason.
Right. Hot take, you have no idea. Anything else I possibly ask you is right at your fingertips.
I have, no, but don't even start that because I have every hot take you've ever made in your entire life.
Except the one that I needed at the moment.
Maybe because it wasn't that much of a hot take. Like, it was just, you said it.
Oh, please. I got destroyed over that. Like, you know anything. Like, you're an insider.
I didn't say that. I believe
you're
an insider.
Now, on Twitter, you should have seen the abuse I took.
Don't listen to Twitter, please. They are at Cincy in Week 17.
What do you have the remainder of the Bills' schedule?
Yes, they have the Jets this weekend.
All right.
They have the Dolphins at home.
Okay.
They have the Bears in Chicago.
Oh, that's a win.
They are at Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finish up home against New England.
All right. So it's the – yeah. So they could run the table.
They could.
They could run the table. Let's go to Lewis in Connecticut. Lewis, you're on the Frenzy.
Is John Johnson the answer for the 49ers quarterback position?
Wow, good question. Thank you, Lewis.
First of all, it's Josh Johnson. Second of all,
he was
7 years old.
Do not.
He was 7 years old.
You know what?
Animal.
Normally, I would get on Dave for that. They ran... they ran a trick play on me.
So I know what happened. They had the father call, and he passed the phone to the seven-year-old who read that off a sheet of paper.
This might sound mean. Dave, I fully support what you did there.
I didn't have the heart to hit the buzzer. I just didn't.
It was a child.
It's a young child.
I didn't have it in me.
You're animals.
How are we animals? You know what? If they knew they weren't doing something wrong, they would have had the kid make the phone call originally.
And the dad was complicit.
Right. So the dad is also a bad guy, and the kid is questionable, and all the ethics in that home are sitting here right in front of us.
I think we've gone too far now.
I'd like the people to know I'm distancing myself right now.
All right, then you answer the question. John Johnson, you think they start him at any point?
Don, maybe, not John.
You don't think John Johnson gets the nod over?
Probably Josh.
Not Don Johnson, not John Johnson.
Yeah, okay. Cut him out of trash. Who takes us farther? John Johnson, Josh Johnson, or Brock Purdy? There you go.
John Johnson, who I think went
today.
John Johnson, who I think
I'll say
went
John
to
Johnson, trash.
Alumni of Letourneau University.
LeSourneau. He went to LeSourneau, actually.
Earl Ham.
All right, let's blow this one dead.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rex, we missed you last week. We're happy to have you back on the show this week.
Yes, I had a little too much of that Irish whiskey, I think. No, I didn't. Apparently, word never got to you guys. But
it never did.
I was rebooting my season here. So now, I was actually in Qatar and went to the World Cup. They changed my flight from like 3 p.m. to 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, I'm not going there for 4 days. So I was like, I'm going to miss you guys. I apologize to our fans.
That's all right.
I know they look forward to our segment so much.
These are highly rated segments. Were you there for the USA Netherlands game?
I was not. Now, I flew back Saturday morning, but I was there for the big win against Iran.
Oh, we love our soccer here, and we break it down like nobody
Goal.
Else.
That's all I got to say.
So Rex, how should I feel today as a Giants fan? Should I feel like, you know what, they're still very much alive? Should I feel upset and disappointed they didn't win a game I think they should have won? Like, what is the appropriate way to feel as a Giants fan right now?
This sounds crazy, but that tie helped both those teams. And I know it's like, what are you talking about? Well, here's why. Obviously, you prefer a win. But look who's behind them, all right? Detroit's the only one, I think, that can come out of nowhere, right? Yeah, because they're playing really well. And they've beat the Giants head-to-head. They beat Washington head-to-head. However, now they don't have to just make up two games in the win column in six games left. They now have to make up three games in the win column. That's what that tie did. It basically put the Giants and Washington both in the playoffs. That's what I think.
Well, how about Seattle, though?
Well, that's a good point. You had to ruin it because, you know, now you're throwing Seattle in there. But
well,
now,
I mean, Seattle's half a game back.
I mean, I know, but I still think that when it's all said and done, that the Giants will get in there. I mean, I just think they will, and obviously they're in a tough streak. We knew they weren't as good as their record indicated. I mean, they're 20th in the league in offense and 22nd in the league in defense. That's not, your record should probably be reversed, but they're winning these close games. I was actually encouraged by the way the Giants' offense looked. Like Daniel Jones, this is how they're going to have to win. He's going to have to use his athleticism because I hear your callers and they're talking about, we got no one to catch the ball and all that. That's true. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to me because everybody wants to punt on Daniel Jones, and I'm not in that camp. I think it's just the opposite. We saw what Philly did with Jalen Hurts when there were questions about Jalen Hurts, when there were questions about Tua. They went out and got players. Like, let's see. Let's put some guys around them. Daniel Jones, who the hell they got? They don't have any weapons, you know. So you got Saquon, obviously, and that's about it. I felt encouraged. Like, hey, Daniel Jones is still a pretty darn good athlete. They'll keep games close because, I mean, he picked up like five first downs.
Yep.
On scrambles, like in rushes. I don't know. I just think they'll have a chance to steal some games, what they've been doing all year. The Giants showed a pass rush yesterday at 5 sacks, so there were some encouraging things.
Yeah, it was good to get Ojulari back. So, Rex, I'll ask you this. I mean, the deadline is passed. There's one name out there. I mean, there was a report that Odell, his first choice would be the Giants if they were willing to do it. I mean, if you're Joe Shane, do you do it?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Odell does want to come back. He's got a lot of friends here, you know, in the Giant fan base. He loves that. But, guys, when it comes down to a negotiating deal, you're not going to beat Jerry Jones. And I don't. And I'm just telling you that. So I think he's going to end up in Dallas. I wish he would come back to the Giants, but I just don't see it happening.
So do you think the Giants still get in? Because it sounds like you're...
I do.
You feel like they get in. What, like,
I just think that they're going to...
One of their last three. Just explain why, because I don't feel as bullish as you do.
All you got to do is win three out of the next... Like, basically win three games. Then three out of the next six, in my opinion. And if that happens, I think you're going to be in. You know, and it's, you know... So I think it's that easy. Now, the game's
going to be easy. Dave would be dancing the jig, Rex, if that happens.
Oh, dancing the jig. But Rex, here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. So they have five games left.
There are five games left.
Two of them against Philadelphia, one in Minnesota, one in Washington, and one which I think is very winnable in Indianapolis. You say three. How are they going to get three wins out of those five games?
Yeah, you guys are right. They're not making it. No, just kidding. No, I think they will. I think they could split the games in Philly. Sometimes teams don't get up all the time, you know, for games. And this team, they know they Brian Daboll has an eye. You know, he knows who his team is right now, and it's based on two guys. You got Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, and that's it. And then the defense seems to be picking it up a little bit, and they're going to have to down the stretch. Or you're right, they're not going to make it. But that's I think they will. I really do. I see improvements in their defense, and I like the way, you know, Brian Daboll used Daniel Jones this past week.
All right, Rex, let's go over to the Jets here. So it was a game that, I don't know, like I don't think a lot of people are fully sold on Minnesota, but still, I mean, it's Mike White's second game. They're on the road. Minnesota still has, I mean, they're 9-2 going into that game, but it felt like you missed a real opportunity yesterday.
Well, they did. I mean, how many dang chances did the Jets have down there? Like, oh, my gosh. I mean, we just got to get a little better in the red zone. I mean, look, the Jets had almost 500 yards of offense. Like, you know, and their defense played well enough. Like, gosh. And the thing that I'm going to tell you this. I was so impressed with how this team played, the fight this team had. That's playoff mentality. And if they keep playing with that kind of effort, good things are going to happen to this team. I don't think there's any doubt. And because it would have been easy to say, you know what, we're on the road against a 9-2 team. You know, this ain't our day. And all of a sudden, you kind of let – like look what happened to some of the – you know, the Colts, for instance. Like a lot of teams will like, this ain't our day. That ain't the Jets. The Jets are going to fight like crazy. You've seen that all year. You know, the win against Cleveland. This one here felt like we let one slip away, but it was an amazing effort by this football team. The quarterback did a lot of really good things in the second half. Now, the first half, he looked like he struggled a little bit, but I was encouraged by the way they competed and the fact that, hey, man, it's right there. And if Berrios catches the ball, you know, then you take the lead. So, I don't know. I was more encouraged than I was disappointed in this team.
Yeah, listen, I'm right there with you. I mean, he had opportunities, a bunch of opportunities, but 1-for-6 in the red zone is not gonna get it done. So I wanted to ask you about the quarterback because he played really well in his first game against Chicago. I mean, it's Chicago, they stink, but I mean, it's heavy, you know, driving rain, and he still found a way to play really well. But we had a caller call in, and I think having played, kind of agree with him. Mike White looked a little tight early, right? I mean, he gets picked off in the first possession, probably should have got picked off in the second possession. Didn't have a great first half, like. Do you just at some point, if you're Robert Saleh, like as well as he's played these two games, just say, hey, listen, Mike White's our guy. We're going to roll with Mike White as opposed to kind of leaving the door open to, you know, Zach potentially coming back?
Yeah, see, I don't think Robert Saleh will do that. And the reason I say that is I think he told the truth in that he's trying to get this other kid an opportunity to get better. And when he does, when he feels like he's ready, that he's rebooted, so to speak, that that maybe Zach Wilson gets back in there. I think, look, this is a kid with an incredibly high ceiling. And, yeah, he hadn't played to that right now. But maybe this opportunity, like I don't think if Robert Saleh was going to give up on Zach Wilson, it'd be easy to say Mike White's our quarterback going forward, you know, the whole time. I don't know if he's there. I think he actually is trying He's told everybody the truth. He's trying to build this guy up. Let's reboot it and see how he is. And that's why he hasn't. I don't think he's going to go on record as saying Mike White's our guy moving forward. Now he might be doing it for this week, but I don't know if he's at that stage right now. Because to me, I think if he does that, it basically says, hey, we've given up on this kid. And I don't believe he has.
Well, that's a tough way to play, though, isn't it, though, for Mike White? I mean, Mike White, if you're going to make the playoffs right now, is your best option. The last thing I would want to do,
you're a third-string quarterback. Like, this guy ought to play. You ought to talk about playing loose. Just play smart. That's who the hell you are. If you think you're Joe Montana, you think you're Brett Favre, then you're going to turn the ball over like crazy, and we don't need you anyway. So to me, you got to go in, be a professional quarterback, make the easy things, the easy throws, and that's what you do. That's your job. And protect the football, protect the team. The best part of the team is the defense. Don't ever lose sight of that. That's what Zach Wilson did. Zach Wilson trying to be Brett Favre over there. He needs to be, a game manager. I get it. That's used as a negative term. It's not. It's how you win games. You know, I've seen many times that Tom Brady was a dang game manager. So, you know, to think that Mike White needs to be something special that way, like a Patrick Mahomes or somebody like that, that's never going to happen. You know, but be smart. Play, make the easy things look easy. And I think that's what he does. And if he plays that way, the Jets will be just fine.
Rex Ryan with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Rex, you don't think that they go back to Zach Wilson this season, do you? Like, you think, I know they won't tell us and they want to keep it open. It was the second pick of the draft, but you imagine that Mike White's going to roll through the remainder of these games, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yes and no. Like, yeah, I believe that. You know, if things go well, like I think they will, then yeah, probably Mike White stays. But guys, if you believe what Robert Saleh was saying, and there's no reason not to. The guy doesn't lie. He tells you what he believes to be the truth. Then he's not giving up on this kid. And if this kid's, ends up, for whatever reason, if Mike White doesn't play well, is there a possibility that he could turn back to Zach Wilson? I think there would be.
All right, Rex, last one about the Jets for me. Mike LaFleur, we take a bunch. Like, when things don't work well offensively, Mike LaFleur is the first one that gets blamed. When you watched yesterday, you saw what they were calling in the red zone. Is that play calling? Is that execution? What would you contribute most for the lack of success?
Well, no. I mean, look, it's easy. It's, if you're able to run the ball and dent the line of scrimmage or whatever, then we're talking about a different thing. If Berrios doesn't drop a ball in the end zone, we're talking about a different thing. It's easy to blame LaFleur because, he looks like he's 20 years old. So I think that's the first thing we look at. But they had 500 yards of offense. Like, when's the last time a Jet team had that many dang yards? And, I can't remember that. I mean, I'm not here to just go crazy on him. They had a bad day in the red zone. Absolutely. And it lost the game because of it. They have to get better in the red zone. And that's the quarterback's got to be quick with decisions, accurate with the football. That's what happens in the red zone, okay? And the other thing is it'd be nice to be able to run the ball down there. I've watched this dang Detroit team. All they do is run the ball. One kid's got like 15 touchdowns. Like, how come we can't do that? And that's something where, you'd like to. You got to be able to dent the line of scrimmage. And unfortunately, you hadn't been able to do that.
Rex, couple of quick ones and we'll let you run. Niners, are they done? Or do you think they can salvage the season with this Brock Purdy at quarterback?
Well, I mean, they're not done. Like, they're going to be in the playoff hunt. They're going to go deep in the playoffs. However, if you're thinking Super Bowl-wise, yeah, I think they are. I mean, if you're playing with a third-string quarterback, I don't think you're Super Bowl-bound. Even though they got a great defense, I just don't think they're Super Bowl-bound.
Any concern with what you saw from Miami yesterday in San Francisco?
Look, they're playing with two backup tackles.
Yep.
And so to me, that's the issue. The quarterback looked absolutely, skittish in the pocket. Like, he was more worried about protection than he was anything else. And when you play that way, I saw it last year with Patrick Mahomes. We saw it early this year with Joe Burrow. So I think it's just a blip on the radar. They got to get their players back or they can't protect the quarterback, and you're not going to win that way. But no, I wouldn't be too concerned with that. You know, his three interceptions equaled the total he's had for the entire, or, you know, the three turnovers they had that equaled the whole year of turnovers for Tua. So, nah, I'm going to be too, you know, overly concerned. I would be this, if those tackles are going to be out a long time, then, yeah, I'd be concerned.
All right, Rex, we appreciate you. We're glad you're back. Hope you enjoyed Qatar, and we will do this again next week unless you're traveling the world.
Well, you know, it's probably 50-50 that I do it. But absolutely, guys, you know, it was my bye week, so I'll see you, and hopefully we get some wins with the Jets and Giants.
That would be delightful. Thanks, Rex. We'll talk
to
you next week.
Take care.
Good stuff as always. And that is Rex Ryan, the Rex Ryan Report, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Make sure to grab a Tullamore Dew during tonight's action. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. I'm surprised he has such faith in the Giants still.
Yeah, but you know what? The first thing I thought when he said that, it's like that's the coach coming through, where it's like he just, like, you have this like irrational belief sometimes. Like, he's right. I mean, some of the stuff he did say was right. Like, I mean, the defense, like, having Ojulari back made a big difference.
Like, I think Thibodeau's playing his best football. I think Ojulari back is huge. I'm not saying the Giants are bereft of talent.
No, but they're limited.
I think it's going to be hard to get in.
Yeah, they're limited. I mean, that was a game that, like, it's going to be hard enough to win a couple of the games that you need down the stretch, and that's when you could have won.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Okay.
So what do you think? You're not on Twitter at the moment, are you?
I am not, no.
Okay, good. What do you think the Jets' odds to go to the postseason are, according to ESPN Stats and Info?
They have a 42% chance.
RJ, what do you think? Jets' odds to go to the postseason?
49.
So you think there's a 50-50? And Raymond?
I mean, I think it's in the ballpark of 50-50. So, yeah, 50-50.
It's got to be low for him to bring it up.
I'm surprised by this. Rich Cimini just tweeted this out. 36%.
Well, I was close. 42 was close.
It is close. But I don't know. I think the Jets have a really good chance to go to the postseason.
What's the Giants? I'm curious.
I don't know that.
Renan's busy driving trains around. He did the post.
Oh, yeah, Renan didn't put that out. Cimini's up and working at 7:50 in the morning. Yeah,
he's
Renan
busy
is
having meltdowns on SportsCenter.
Hey, don't be mean.
What?
You're the one who pointed it out.
Oh, stop it. I pointed it out off air, not on air.
I knew nothing about this, HR.
I'm worried for Jordan's health.
Because I was worried, and I said, God, this was awful. Now you bring it up on air. You're the worst. No wonder people can't tell you anything.
Yes, Santiago.
No, you!
What do you mean?
I can't believe you. You really are. You're just a terrible human being.
I'm not here.
We're not talking to you.
Do we have the sound from that or no?
You know what?
No, we're not going to have the sound.
You're such a bad guy.
Oh,
Raymond, you know what? Save the show has been awful. He's been terrible. I've been pretty good. Save the show. Would you give us a good 3 stars here?
Today's 3 stars.
Well, I won't use New York football for this, if that makes you feel better.
Number three.
Not really.
How about Rex Ryan joining us after his little excursion to Qatar? And I get it. It's to take in the World Cup and Team USA. And
goal.
Else. And, you know, unlike you, Rex comes back and he has a little bit of faith in the Giants. So I appreciate that.
Goal.
Would love tomorrow. Would love tomorrow if we can get the Giants playoff odds in comparison to the Jets, since you're so down on them.
Number two.
Listen, it sucks to see him go, but congratulations to Jacob deGrom and all that big money he's going to get in Texas. I don't know how much success he can expect to have out there, or even how many games he can expect to pitch, but, you know, listen, good
baseball
for him.
Baseball Siberia.
He got what he wanted. He wanted the longer term.
He got long term, he got lots of money, and he got out of New York.
They call him the strangers in Texas for a reason.
Number one.
I mean,
is that what they call him?
That brings us to this fantastic drop.
Hey, look at your hot sheet take.
Hot sheet takes, because you were talking about deGrom and that led us to this.
I got prong one, I got prong two. There's prongs now, it's getting more and more.
Prongs or prawns, like large shrimp?
No, prongs, like a trident, prongs. Sharp points to your it's a two-pronged hot take is what it is.
I don't know how you got prawns from that. But
I couldn't hear exactly what he was saying. I thought maybe he was saying prawns.
Yeah.
He was clearly saying prongs.
Yeah, I'm breeding large shrimp in my office.
You know what? Who knows? Who knows what you're doing?
Look at your hot sheet take. Right.
You know what? Get rid of that, please.
Keep that forever.
RJ, please do me a favor. I'm very pro-Niner. Get rid of that drop.
Goal.
I like that one. Goalie. If I were to sing for you tomorrow, would that allow you to get rid of
no.
that drop?
What would you sing?
What would you want?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. That stays forever. Let's put that in my Thursday open file.
It's not good.
You got a lot for Thursday, though.
That's fine.
There's a lot we didn't get from last week.
You know,
how the football he throws. Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Because remember that? What he did to poor CJ Uzoma?
Me? You asked the worst question in the history of radio. I thought Monday would be better. Today was worse for me.
No, you really are in a downward spiral. All right, let's bring him in. The guy that's always at the top of his game. It's the great Max Kellerman from KJM. They're coming your way in just moments on 98.7 ESPN.
If only that were true. What's going on, guys?
We just had Rex on, and I don't really know how very positive on the Giants. He still thinks they're going to get in. I think that was a real tough blow yesterday for the team. And Max, they should have won that game, and that's to me is what's so frustrating.
That's right. But, guys, you know what you sometimes have to do? And I know this as a Giants fan because of some plays that Eli made in the playoffs where teams that looked like they were better than the Giants must have been going, oh, come on, right? You got to sometimes tip your cap to the other team. Guys, lots of plays happen in the game. A game doesn't boil down to one play. Yes, it did. The game came down to 13, right? Taylor Heinicke, if the game's about to be over, the game is over. They're basically sacking him, and he completes that pass for first down. Guys, that was the game. Game's over, but no, it's not over because Taylor Heinicke made a great play. Both ends of the play, the throw and the catch. And that's why it wound up a tie. Really, you take that play away and the Giants win, right? Sometimes you just got to say the other team made a play.
Yeah, but you can say that though, Max. But I mean, you're in a spot in that game. And I know the offense, I mean, down the stretch, it struggled and you're limited. And I get all that. But still, I mean, the defense was pretty good. And they put a ton of pressure on Heinicke. But that drive started on the Washington 10-yard line.
Yeah. No, but that's actually the Giants' defense this year, guys. As good as they have been for a large part of the year, they are, and this sometimes happens with defenses, right? No-name defenses or defenses that are finding themselves, getting their sea legs. They can be good for three quarters, and then it catches up with them eventually. This happened, remember, earlier in the season against the Cowboys. This happened against, it happened several times this year. And this is the latest example. They were good for most of the game until it mattered, and they kind of fell apart.
So what do you think? I mean, Rex says they still get in. They're 7-4-1. Do you think they'll still get in?
I think if you're asking me yes or no, it's so close. I would say yes. I'm a Giants fan though, so you know. But I think so. I think so. Yeah. But it is close, guys. Look, what's funny is that Lions game is kind of looming large right now, isn't it?
But the Lions are not this joke of a pushover that everyone.
That's
seems
what I'm saying. It's
think they are.
It's looming large, but they're at 500. Are they at 500 or a game under 500?
They're 5-7.
All right. No. 5-7 or
yeah.
Are the Lions 5-7 right now? Hold on. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Max, have a great show. We'll talk to you soon.
They'll be 500 soon enough. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye bye. All right. And there you go.
Did you just give him the okay, bye-bye?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you do.
Goodbye! Goodbye!
I'll tell you what. I will send the Jets jersey to your house for the Jets-Seattle game. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I might wear it.
Oh, yeah, I think you should.
I might wear it.
I think you have to because that could be the difference. Because now with that tie, you got to figure Seattle's going to have to get to... probably get to 10, right?
If the Giants get to 9, Seattle will have to get to 10. That is correct. All right, let's go. Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg.
Everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Goal.
Nobody else.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.